Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Franktown Seventh-day Adventist Church. You are in for a treat tonight. When you look back at this evening, you're going to say, yeah, it was totally worth it to drive in the snow to come here and to hear the Franktown Children's Choir. These kids have been working extra hard recently and preparing and practicing and going over their lines and their songs and their solos and their memory verses and things. And I think that you are really going to, first of all, enjoy it, but second of all, be blessed in seeing God use our young people. I think one of the best parts about church life is our kids and seeing our kids be involved and be up front and lead. And this is a chance our kids get to bless us. And so this evening, just sit back, relax, enjoy. There's going to be lots of smiles. I'm sure I see parents and grandparents out here too, and so we're glad everybody's here. But tonight, I just hope that you're blessed in the reflection of the time we look back on the birth of Jesus Christ here in our portrayal by our children's choir this evening. Before we begin, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Good evening, Father. It's good to be back here in church today, and as our kids come up here and sing and recite verses, Lord, we hope that you, above all, enjoy this program tonight. Thank you so much for the chance to worship you. And Lord, bless our kids this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Messiah, whose coming was foretold from old.
I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near.
A star shall come forth from Jacob,
and a scepter shall rise from Israel.
But as for you,
Bethlehem Ephrathah,
from you one will come forth for me,
to be ruler in Israel.
His comes forth from long ago,
from the days of eternity.
The people who walk in darkness
will see a great light.
For unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given,
and the government shall rest on his shoulders.
And his name will be called
Wonderful
Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
Behold, a virgin will be a child
and bear a son,
and she will call his name
Emmanuel, God with us.
When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
The Savior's coming was foretold in Eden,
When Adam and Eve first heard the promise, they looked for its speedy fulfillment. They joyfully welcomed their firstborn son, hoping that he might be the deliverer.
But the fulfillment of the promise tarried. Those who first received it died without seeing the Savior. From the days of Enoch, the promise was repeated through patriarchs and prophets, keeping alive the hope of his appearing. And yet, he did not come. Century and centuries passed by. The voices of the prophets ceased. The hand of the oppressor was heavy upon Israel, and many were ready to exclaim, "The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth."
But like the stars in the vast circuit of their appointed path, God's purposes know no haste and no delay. In heaven's counsel, the hour for the coming of Christ had been determined. When the great clock of time pointed to the hour, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Jesus' birth happened like this. One day, the angel Gabriel came with a special message for a young woman named Mary. Mary lived in the town of Nazareth and was engaged to marry a man by the name of Joseph.
Who are you?
Mary, fear not. I have come from heaven with a special message. You are soon to have a baby. You are to call his name Jesus.
What do you mean? I'm engaged to be married to Joseph, and we'll surely have a family. Do you mean now? But I cannot have a child. I do not yet
remember, nothing is impossible with God. The Spirit of God will come upon you. He will be called the Son of the Most High.
I am God's servant. Let it be as you have said. What will Joseph say?
When Joseph found out that Mary was expecting a baby, he knew it was not his child. He was a good man, and the news made him terribly upset.
This is terrible! What am I going to do? Mary says that she has had a visit from an angel. What is the chance that the girl that I chose to marry would be the mother of the Messiah? I can't marry her now. I want to be kind to her. I will just send her away quietly.
That night, as Joseph lay in bed, his sleep was troubled by the news he had just received. What could he do? Finally, he fell into a restless slumber. As he slept, the angel Gabriel came to him in a dream.
Joseph, be at peace. Do not send Mary away. He is a son of God, the Messiah. His name is Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph awoke, he obeyed the angel's instructions and took Mary as his espoused wife and protected her and cared for her in his house, waiting for the baby to be born.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus.
This is an order from Caesar Augustus of Rome. Everyone is to return at once to the city of his birth to be counted and taxed.
And Joseph went up from Galilee to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child.
We're finally here, Mary. I know you must be very tired. It has been a very long trip. There sure is a crowd here. Might as well go and join the line.
Room for two, please. Sorry, no more room.
Are you sure there's no room here? We've traveled a long way.
We would be glad to pay what you ask. Or is there another place taking in travelers right now?
No, you will not find a bed anywhere in Bethlehem. Even people's houses are full. There are people everywhere, and they're all complaining about something. To tell you the truth, if I weren't getting so rich off Caesar's decree, I'd just lock the door. I am sick of people.
I heard what you said to those people, sir, but you must just have a simple room or a bed in the corner. We've traveled a very long way, and my wife is exhausted.
You heard what I said. There's no room left.
But, sir, please, I beg your kindness. My wife, her baby could come even tonight, and she's extremely exhausted.
A baby? That is the last thing I want happening in my inn. Can you imagine how that would disturb my other guests, not to mention my own rest? No, sir.
What are we going to do,
Joseph? Wait! Sir, I heard you speaking to my husband. We do have a stable right over there you could find shelter in. I'm sorry we have nothing better to offer.
Thank you, and may God bless you for your kindness.
And so it was that Joseph and Mary sought shelter in a stable.
Thank you.
night, Jesus was born. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger.
Not too far from where Joseph and Mary were staying, shepherds were watching their flocks by night.
Here we are for another night with the sheep. I just wish for once we had some excitement.
Not me. It's nice and quiet out here, and I like it. It just makes me thankful to be a shepherd. Look how bright the stars are tonight.
You are right. It is very peaceful out here. Speaking of stars, did you notice the bright one shining over Bethlehem?
I see it, and I'm sure I hear music. Do you?
I hear singing.
Yes, it's beautiful. Where is it coming from?
From up there.
It's coming closer. What is it?
Do not be afraid. We have come with good news.
Unto you today, a baby king has been born in Bethlehem.
We'll find him in a stable, lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards men.
We must see what the angels were talking about.
Let's go straight to Bethlehem.
Let's go quickly.
Thank you.
The shepherds worshiped the newborn babe and were overjoyed they had seen the promised one. They told everyone they met what they had seen and heard that night.
Everyone wondered about the story of the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them over and over.
The star, which shone brightly over the hills of Judea, was also seen by wise men in an eastern land. They came together and talked about what they had seen.
Brothers, there's a strange star in the heavens. I first saw it last night.
Yes, I also observed it. It was very strange, not an ordinary star. It moves, but not in the usual direction.
I also observed it. I think it has a very important meaning.
The Hebrew prophets told of a star rising out of Judah and of a Messiah to come.
This must be his star. Let's go and find him.
We can follow the star and bring him gifts, fit for a king. Will you come with me?
I will go. My gift will be gold.
I will go also. I will take frankincense.
And my gift will be myrrh.
Thank you.
The wise men followed the star until it stopped over the place where Jesus was with Joseph and Mary. They went in and found Jesus with his parents.
Beneath the lowly appearance of Jesus, they recognized the presence of divinity. They poured out their gifts and knelt in worship before the humble baby. They gave their hearts to him as their Savior.
And so Mary and Joseph, a few humble shepherds, and the Magi from the East, along with a few other faithful students of Scripture, saw the fulfillment of prophecy and recognized Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah. Yet, most did not find a place for him in their homes or in their hearts.
Today, we marvel at the Savior's sacrifice in exchanging the throne of heaven for the manger and the companionship of adoring angels for the beasts of the stall. In his infinite love, the Son of God stepped down from heaven to earth to take on the likeness of man and the form of a servant so that he could be our Savior and Redeemer.
The world adores the story
of the babe,
of Bethlehem,
the carols,
of the shepherds,
and the glory
on the plain.
Full many sing his praises,
while the misty teardrops start,
who do not want the risen Christ
to rule within their hearts.
He could not want to always be
the baby in the stall.
He could not stay
upon the tree.
To be adored by all,
to stay in Joseph's graven tomb,
is not his chosen part.
He wants to be
the risen Christ
and live within your heart.
It is almost time now for the fulfillment of another long-awaited prophecy. Today, as long ago, many grow weary and doubt the promise. But God's word does not fail, and when the fullness of time has come to work the redemption, it will be complete. This time, Jesus will not come as a babe in the manger, but he will appear in the clouds of glory as the risen and victorious King.
Here, on this earth, where the Son of God lived with humanity, where the King of glory was born and suffered and died, here he will make all things new. And through endless ages, the redeemed walked in the light of the Lord. They will praise him for his unspeakable gift, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
I just want you kids to all know just how proud I am of you for you ministering to our church this way. You've been a huge blessing to everybody who's come here tonight in pointing everybody to Jesus, and we are all super proud of you. And as we finish up here this evening, what a neat time it is to look back and reflect at the birth of Jesus, and what better way than to have our kids lead us in that. Let's bow our heads as we finish our program. Father in heaven, Lord, we're thankful that you came here as a baby, born in a manger, so that we could be free and could be saved and go to heaven. Lord, thank you so much for our kids tonight who've sung so beautifully and have portrayed your story to us this evening. Bless each one of them as well. And during this Christmas time, help us to remember the reason why we sing all of these songs and read all of these stories, because it's all about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to make sure and invite you to come to our fellowship hall just as soon as we're done here. We have refreshments there. You'll have a chance to meet some of our folks who've been up here in front, and maybe get a few autographs, who knows, if you're lucky. But we want to invite you to just stay for a little while and have some refreshments and visit as we finish up. Thank you so much for coming here. Kids, thank you so very much for the message and the songs and everything tonight. Thank you each one. Have a safe trip home and good night.